We're talking to the leader of One Nation in New South Wales, Mark Latham. Mark, look, in your email that you sent me today, you said that Kerry Chant, her advice was to not talk to each other. Tell me more about this. I've missed this story.
Yeah, yesterday at the briefing, there's a lot of information. Was it 2 days ago? It was 2 days ago at the 11 o'clock press conference. She said that if you run into someone in the supermarket that you know, or you run into your neighbour in the street, don't talk. Keep your mask on and keep on walking. And she's saying, you know, this is health advice, but really, you've got to be realistic about what people can and can't do. The idea that you would know someone, a good friend of yours, and you see them in the street, even with a mask, it's hard to see who people really are, but you work it out, I suppose, looking at their eyes and other features. And the idea that you're not going to talk to them is just so ridiculous. I mean, you've got a mask on, we've been told, we've been made to do that. And I just think we're at the point now where some of this health advice is breaking up society itself. At the end of the day, we're still a society here. We've got to have the bonds of friendship and family, and you've got to be able to talk to people at least when you you bump into your friends. So she said that. I found it the most extraordinary advice you'll ever hear, really, way over the top, and just the sign of how much we're losing perspective of the basic social needs we have as human beings to have connections with each other.
Tell me, what's your thoughts how this is all going to end? Just your thoughts. In reference to the lockdown, though, do you think that with the lockdown, pressure's going to be placed upon the leaders, the ministers? If they can't get this under control, what are they going to do? Keep us locked up for months?
Well, maybe we're in new territory. Even when it was, you know, horrific in Victoria and 800 died, there was evidence in the normal expectations of these things that the lockdown was starting to work. But in New South Wales, this could be the first time in Australia a lockdown hasn't yielded the results that the experts and the modelling expected. What do you do when it's just not working? You can try different strategies. They've tried a few already, knocking off the construction industry, for example. I'm not too sure that's going to get the result. So Gladys Berejiklian says be patient. I suppose I'll have to make a judgment this time next week, because the lockdown technically is supposed to end tomorrow week in 8 days' time. That's obviously not going to happen. Maybe they'll release some of the areas, as I mentioned earlier on, the Central Coast, the Blue Mountains, Wallandilly, Shell Harbour. They might release some of the places that just haven't got the COVID active. That might be one concession that's made. They will restore construction. But what they're going to do in Fairfield, Cumberland and Canterbury, Bankstown, I don't know. I've got my own ideas about that, but I'm not too sure they're ones that the government will follow. So I think they're hitting the wall.
Is Parliament going to return on the 10th of August?
I think that's doubtful as well. You know, we've gone back to a health dictatorship. There was an MP who sent an email around, a Liberal MP sent an email yesterday asking, are members of Parliament essential workers? Well, if you don't think passing laws in the Parliament, having been elected by the people of New South Wales to serve there, if that's not essential to our democracy, and he's having to ask that question, probably there's some MPs who are happy for it to be abandoned for a while, Parliament, and we continue with the health dictatorship, because that's what we've become.
Goodness. And look, some happy news. A lot of people are cynical about this, but Brisbane, believe it or not, shock horror, last night at 6:30, they were announced as the 2032 host city. Your thoughts?
Well, something to cheer for. At least it's something, you know, it's a break from the torture of lockdown.
It is, isn't it?
Positive to cheer for, to see people jumping up and down, happy, hugging each other. You know, it was 15 minutes of return to normality. So that was welcome in itself. You know, I think the Olympics are obviously a great international event, and the Olympic ideal is people coming together from across the world to compete, to show their excellence, to show their ability, that's all fantastic. And when this has been in Australia in the past, Melbourne in 56, Sydney in 2000, they've been wonderful, wonderful events for those cities. And you hope Brisbane has the same sort of success. So I'm pro-Olympics, I'm pro-Brisbane, I'm pro-happy that this has happened for them. You know, I think that's a really great thing in these bleak times.
Did you see the Channel 7 coverage, the actual announcement live at 6:30 last night? Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. It was a bit of an anticlimax, but you couldn't hear.
You couldn't hear a thing, could you?
I don't know. Yeah, no, whoever's the head of the IOC these days, he was muted, I think. He had a mask on, but you couldn't hear him read out the words, "The winner is Brisbane," because we remember it from a Sydney perspective.
We do. You just saw Anastasia Palaszczuk jump for joy. I thought it would have been more impressive if she'd done a burpee.
Well, I thought, you know, she was probably last out of the starting block, because everyone watches the jump, remembering John Fay back in the day for Sydney. But anyway, the news was obvious that they'd won, and that's all that matters. And it was a landslide. Didn't they win 77 votes to 5 or something like that?
Yeah, so I bet one of those 5 was China. I wonder who the other 4 were.
We'll sort them out, Brent.
We will. We'll get them. We'll get those so-and-sos.
Give it to them.
All right, Mark, you stay safe. Thanks for joining us. We always enjoy our chat to you, and we'll put the podcast up on our website and look forward to having a chat with you again next Thursday.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to getting back to the Hunter one day. A bit of freedom would be nice.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? We look forward to welcoming you back into the studio.
Okay, good on you, mate.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Latham, One Nation leader in New South Wales. It's